You are live, Jennifer.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, May 5th, 2014, to order and call on our county auditor, Mr. Finley, to offer an opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and thank you again for the blessings you've given us. We are amazed at the great God that you are. And think about the sacrifice you made for us that we might be able to turn to you for salvation. Thank you for your Son who died on the cross. We just pray, Lord, that you would be with us through this day, through this week. Just help us to understand and know the things you want us to do, to have the wisdom to make decisions you want us to make. We pray for not only this county government, but also the state, federal government, that you'd be with them, give them guidance and wisdom also. We pray, Lord, for those that might be in harm's way or maybe have relatives that are in harm's way. We just lift those up to you, that those would, again, be protected by your hand. Pray that you be with those that we know need your healing hand, and we could name each and every one, but we know that there are many, and just pray that you be with each one of those and lift those up to you. Thank you again for watching over us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Brandon, if you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks. Two people I would like to add to Rick's prayer this morning. That's Shekinah, Stacy's daughter, and the family of Ray Edwards. Ray Edwards has served as our Cedar Creek Planning and Zoning representative for about 14 years, and he passed away over the weekend. Brandon, any comments?
Nope.
Accounts payable?
Move to approve accounts payable checks numbers 339528 through 339583, warrants 5981 through 5985.
Second, the motion's made and second to approve checks numbers 339528 through 339583 and warrants 5981 through 5985. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next item in business include discussion of several bids and bid recommendations. Mr. Hayes, Mr. Erickson. Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
First, let me say that this morning through preliminary study, I asked these gentlemen to bring in the breakdown of all these bids so that I could familiarize myself with what we had in front of us. And I want to commend you once again for due diligence in putting us in a form that helps identify for us exactly what it is we're looking at, what the differences are, who it is that's met specs, et cetera.
This first bid is bid number 2014. Zero three dash 255. It's for five different types of pickup trucks for Road and Bridge. This bid was requested by the Road and Bridge Department through the purchasing department and was released on March the 29th. Direct bid invitations were sent out to a dozen or so different car dealerships, pickup truck dealerships, etc. It was also broadcast via our internet and also via public purchase, which is a free service that I participate in. We received nine large packages in response. All of those were opened on the bid opening date, which was last Tuesday, April the 29th at 9:30 a.m. in public. With the assistance of Mr. Hayes, we opened all those packages, and he began the tedious process of reviewing all of the responses, and that's the information that you're looking at now. I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes.
I give you a letter there. I've reviewed the bids received from non-vendors and recommend awarding Republic Ford for five vehicles listed in the bid specification. They were low bid on all of these vehicles for a total cost of $125,453.
Tell me that difference again.
Total cost of $125,453. Keep in mind that vehicle B within the bids in the chart is a diesel. The rest are gasoline engines.
Do you know if these vehicles are the same? I mean, the exact same vehicle, or is there differences in them that cause one to be more than the other?
Well, as much as I can tell within the bid packages and reviewing them, on the all the vehicles comparable with Republic, also comparing those with Trilex, I don't see any difference. They appear to be the identical engines, identical packages through the...
Do you know much about the motor we just had done at Republic Ford?
It was, I don't know what liter it was, but I mean, we had that, we did have it done at Republic Ford. We had that done at Friendly.
Was that Friendly Ford?
That was Friendly Ford.
And they didn't even bid on it.
I didn't notice them on there this morning. They weren't one of the bidders for this, were they? For the
Friendly Ford did not bid, no. They were not a bidder. In reviewing these, I did look pretty extensively, and I shared this with you, Brandon, earlier meeting with the Dodge Diesel, but I couldn't justify the difference, quite a bit of difference in cost between. They do have a little bit better warranty, meaning 40,000 more miles in warranty, but, and that's on all the powertrain, but is about the only difference between the type of vehicle.
And what I reviewed this morning, that difference was between 60,000 miles and 100,000 miles.
Correct. Both had the same timeline, just different miles.
Well, I read through everything this morning because I wanted to be informed on this, the aggregate, the oil, and everything that we were bidding this morning. And I can't find any significant difference. When I go through your bid sheets and I see how these were laid out, we have specifically asked for, and the vendors have specifically answered within their given responses, what we have asked for as far as the vehicles. And Republic Ford is just simply $4,500 cheaper. Is that fairly stated?
Yep.
Correct.
Move to award bid specifications A, B, C, and D to Republic Ford.
I would second that motion. If you would add the words upon recommendation of the county administrator.
County Road and Bridge Administrator.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to approve the awarding of vehicles designated as A, B, C, and D to Republic Ford upon the recommendation of our County Road and Bridge Administrator. I have a question for you in this. There's a significant difference in the cost between the one ton that's offered from Republic Ford and yet the one ton from Benchmark. The difference is 40,000 miles on the powertrain, and I would dare say a lot more tradition as far as diesel engines with the Cummins than anything else.
They're more popular. We've never had one on the job to compare it with what we do have. So I really can't tell you a comparison to how we're going to use the vehicle versus how the private sector.
I want you to track for me, if we have a successful awarding of this motion this morning, what the mileage is on this vehicle compared to what the mileage has been proven to be on this vehicle with today's prices. There's a significant difference between 5 miles a gallon and 15 miles a gallon.
The current vehicle that this one is going to be replacing is very poor mileage. It has a gasoline engine. It's on a 15,000 pound type vehicle. Very poor mileage. So that's the reason I'm trying to go with the diesel engine in this type of vehicle.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have bid recommendation for portable air compressor.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. This next bid is bid number 201403-256.
Can I back up just a second and interrupt you? Would you interject that last bid number to accompany the motion that we made so that we have that identified? Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ron. Sorry. Got it. 201403-256.
Yes, this bid, 201403-256, is for a portable air compressor of significant size and need. Was also brought to me by the Road and Bridge Department. Requested to put this item out for bid. It was released at the same time as the pickup truck bid on March 29th. We opened responses here in public on Tuesday last, April 29th. We received responses from three different air compressor vendors. I had sent this bid out to the six that I could quantify as valid vendors who would be able to supply this product to us, this item, and we did receive the three responses. This item was also broadcast via public purchase and on our website. The three responses that we received, the lowest of which is from Air Capital at $6,630, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes for details at this point and his recommendation.
I will tell you this piece of equipment goes with the one ton you just awarded, the diesel, is part of her sign operation. This will go with that vehicle. I reviewed the three bids I received for the air compressor, and they pretty much submitted identical products. And I'm going to recommend Air Capital Equipment as low bidder. For the total cost for this equipment is $6,630.
Move to award bid number 201403-256 to Air Capital Equipment.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to award bid to portable air compressor bid number 201403-256 to Air Capital Equipment. Discussion. And this would be as per recommendation of the Road and Bridge Administrator. Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, this is for aggregate?
This is for all of our aggregate products.
I'll set the stage if you don't mind. This is bid number 2014. This next item, 201403-257, requested of the purchasing department to put a bid out by Road and Bridge for aggregate rock. It was also released on March the 29th. It closed and we opened responses here Tuesday last, April 29th. This went out to a dozen or so different aggregate vendors, also released through public purchase, and on our website we received three responses specific to the aggregate rock bid, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Hazen. Thank you.
In reviewing these, some of them had a significant cost difference in a couple of items, but overall fairly close on like 1-inch base and a few other products. The 3-inch chips, which is the main product that we use throughout the chip seal season, pretty much APAC was the lowest cost, I believe, on that product. And they pretty much threw out the majority of the products except for ice control. Was a significant product that Table Rock, we generally use that product from them during our ice control. They make the better product. After reviewing all these, I'm recommend to award Group 1 as primary to APAC Quarry, secondary award to Table Rock Asphalt, and to Terry Award to American Rock and Concrete.
Move to award bid number 201403-257, primary to APAC, secondary to TRAC, and tertiary to American. based on recommendations by the Road and Bridge Administrator.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to award bid number 201403-257, known as Aggregate Rock, to APAC Quarry as primary, to Track as secondary, and to American Rock and Concrete as tertiary. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. And that was as per recommendation of Road and Bridge Administrator. I know you did, but I didn't.
Thank you, gentlemen. The last item we have up for on the agenda today regarding these bids, I'll add a word of explanation. This is the first year that we decided to take these particular needs, aggregate rock, asphalt, and materials, and separate them into two separate bids. We discussed this at length, Mr. Hayes and I, when this was starting to come up based on last year's contract and previous years. We recognized that there was a certain level of complication regarding piling all of these items into one bid. There were numerous vendors that elected not to participate in one item or the other, and so we decided that it made sense to break these up into two. So this last bid that we have out this morning for recommendation is bid number 201403-258. For asphalt and materials, it was released on the same date as the previous bids, March the 29th. It was opened here in this room in public Tuesday last, April the 29th. It was directly sent out to a dozen or so different vendors, as well as posted on our website and via public purchase, and we received nine responses, I believe, eight packages response. We got more responses on the on this particular bid, specific for asphalt and materials, than we did on the aggregate rock. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes at this point.
Within this bid, we have about three different products. We have our road oil for chip seal. We have our asphalt material for overlays and patching, and then we also have our concrete materials within this. And after reviewing, some companies only bid on one or more items. After reviewing these bids, I recommend to award group one and two to Coastal Energy Corporation and secondary to Vance Brothers Incorporated. There were the only two bidders on them first two groups. Groups 3, 4, 5, and 6, I would recommend awarding to Table Rock Asphalt Material as primary vendor on all those products. Secondary on groups 3 and 4, award to Leo Jernigan Construction. And group 5, secondary award to Clever Stone. And group 6, award secondary to American Rock and Concrete.
Cold mixed patch,
mm-hmm.
from Clever Stone Company, was that delivered or not delivered?
That is a, should be a delivered cost. But there, no, that should be a delivered cost.
Okay.
The laid in place material will include a haul sheet, so there would be mileage attached to the laid in place. And we sent out an addenda to that particular item.
Move to award bid number 201403-258, groups 1 and 2 to Coastal Energy Corporation as the primary, and to Vance Brothers as the secondary. Groups 3, 4, 5, and 6 award to Track Material as the primary. For groups 3 and 4, the secondary to Leo Jernigan. Group 5, the secondary to Clever Stone Company. And group 6, the secondary to American Rock and Concrete, based on recommendation by Road and Bridge Administrator.
Second. Motion is made and seconded regarding bid number 201403-258 that group 1 and 2 be awarded as primary to Coastal Energy Corporation and secondary to Vance Brothers Incorporated. Group 3, 4, 5, and 6 award to Track Materials as the primary. Secondary would go to, on groups 3 and 4, would be awarded to Leo Jernigan Construction Company. Group 5 secondary award to Cleverstone Company, and group 6 award secondary to American Rock and Concrete. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And that was also as per recommendation of Road and Bridge Administrator. Ron? And Randy, again, kudos for what we have here. Randy, who's actually putting this on paper like this?
That is the spreadsheet. I have Kathy and Bridget work on that. And they, once they get it on spreadsheet, then we go back and we go through each bid and review to make sure we didn't miss anything. And then I print it out on the plotter.
It makes it a lot easier for us to...
It does.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Rather than thumbing through each bid specifically, yeah, you can put them on a spreadsheet, and it really helps. So.
Please extend our thank yous to both those ladies for the work that they did on this, and I want to thank both of you gentlemen for the work that you've done on this. There's a lot of work that goes into this.
I appreciate what Kathy does regarding those bid tabs and stuff, because I do all my own bid tabs except for these types of complicated bids I could possibly touch what she does there.
Again, appreciate your work on this.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bear Creek easement. Mr. Hayes.
This easement for Bear Creek Road, I have a section there on Bear Creek Road where we have pretty much a safety issue there, and we have a steep drop off where the creek gets in close to the road and a high bluff on the other side. We've received a call from area residents concerned about it. David Stottle and myself went and looked at it. It's a section of road that we need to install guardrail. I talked with the property owner, and he's willing to give us the additional easement and right of way there to accomplish this. And so what you have there is the easement for the additional right of way. And what it's going to allow us to do is be able to cut a bluff back, widen the road to make room to install guardrail. And currently, I don't have enough room there to do this without the additional right-of-way.
This is west of Highway 65.
West of Highway 65, right there on Bear Creek Road. And what actual location is just past where Seth Caperton's residence right there in that location.
How much of that bluff will you have to take out? How much of that bluff will you have to take out?
We're looking at about 10 foot. We're going to have to cut back into anywhere from 8 to 10 foot to get us additional width there to make enough of a shoulder on the opposite side of the road to install guardrail.
What will the length of that cut be?
Hey, we're looking at probably 200 feet, 250 feet estimated along that section.
We just need a
Motion and a second to approve the easement. Accept the easement, I guess.
Move to accept the easement as described . Do you have a title on this other than just Bear Creek?
As per the legal description attached, I would probably
do. You want to do a I can say Exhibit A.
Sure.
I'll let you write it.
For purposes of recording this, in our minutes at least, we're going to refer to this as Exhibit A with today's date.
Okay. We'll just call it today. Okay. Move to approve the Bear Creek easement described by the survey description in Exhibit A, dated May 5th, 2014.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit A as described by the survey attached thereto, dated today's date for the exhibit purposes, May 5th, 2014. Between Taney County and Brian H. Caperton. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Purple Wave Auction Agreement. Randy, you're busy this morning. What I have in front of me is an internet auction agreement. If I'm not mistaken, the County Commission, in fact, did already go through the process of selection. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that would allow this company to nationally market.
You should have a list of items there, I think, within
certain items that are described in Exhibit 1 that's attached to this internet auction agreement.
Exhibit 1 or Exhibit B?
That is called.
Is it actually called Exhibit 1? Okay. Oh, I see it. Move to approve the internet auction agreement. The auction date and title is 150603 GOV. With the items described on Exhibit 1.
Second. Motion is made and seconded to approve the agreement by and between Purple Wave in Taney County, known as 150603 Gov. and Exhibit 1 that is attached thereto, which has a list of personal property. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Randy, thank you. I think that concludes the business, with the exception of daily staff and review and agenda requests that we would go to after a short executive session, of which we have, I think, 3 or 4 items. We can just conduct that here and then move that to, or I guess we take it upstairs. Oh, holy cow. Let's stand in recess until the time that's designated for executive session, which is 11:15. Thank you for pointing that out.